If the coronavirus pandemic had never happened, Fun Fun Ye might not have learned the full history of Chinese Americans in her hometown of Tucson, Arizona. Ye was a top chef or cook in New York City when pandemic-linked business closings ended her job and career plans. She decided to move back to her hometown. She also decided to revisit her passion for public art. Looking for ideas, Ye researched the history of Chinese immigrants in the Tucson area. On the Tucson Chinese Cultural Center website, she learned that Chinese family-owned food stores were a successful industry in the city beginning in the 1900s.
These food or grocery stores were more than just businesses. They were also lifelines for the area's Mexican-American communities. The food stores, also called grocery stores, even started preparing Mexican chorizo. Chorizo is a ground and spiced sausage, or meat from a pig. It earned the nickname Chinese chorizo. Ye said she was very moved by the alliance formed between Mexican and Chinese Americans. She described immigration policies set during the same period as quite racist. I thought that was something that you don't learn in school, especially in Arizona. I thought it was something that should be recognized and shared, Ye said.
Chinese immigrants settling in Arizona were doing so under the 1882 Chinese Exclusion Act, the U.S. government's first race-based immigration policy. Both Chinese and Mexican immigrants faced racism, even though they were critical members of the workforce. Older Chinese Americans in Tucson say they have spent years trying to spread knowledge about this history. Ye proposed building a 3.4-meter-tall statue of two chorizo sausage links. She recently won financial support through the Tucson Museum of Contemporary Art and the Andy Warhol Foundation. In support for the project, she organized a celebration called Tucson Chinese Chorizo Festival. For the month of October, several local restaurants and food trucks have been serving specials with meat and vegan chorizo.
Even many locals do not know about Tucson's major Chinese presence. The Tucson Chinese Cultural Center is a large space at almost 1,400 square meters. It serves as a community center and museum. Established in 2005, it has a multi-purpose room, large kitchen, classrooms, and a room with tables for playing the Chinese game called Mahjong. The walls are covered with pictures and histories of long-gone Chinese grocery stores. The center also has a YouTube channel that includes a video on Chinese chorizo. A lot of people don't know we exist after 17 years, so we've been trying to get the word out, said Susan Chan, the center's chief leader.
Starting in 1900, Chinese-owned grocery stores succeeded and became an economic force in Tucson. By the 1940s, there were 130 families running more than 100 grocery stores in the city. The number of stores dropped in the 1970s and 1980s as larger food stores moved in, and young Chinese Americans sought other careers. Alan Liu's father, Joey Liu, opened his first of three stores in 1955. The stores were called Joe's Supermarket. Alan Liu began working at the market around the age of 10. He remained in the business until the last store closed after 30 years in operation. He is now 74 years old and a longtime member of the center's board. Liu and his four siblings grew up serving Mexican and Native American customers. Everyone felt like they were all a big neighborhood family, he said. In fact, many Chinese grocers would let poor customers pay when they could. A lot of them get paid like once a month, every 2 weeks, and they ran out of money, Liu said.
For the festival, Chinese-made chorizo is being celebrated with inventive dishes that combine Chinese and Mexican cultures. A local meat store provided the more than 225 kilograms of meat and plant-based chorizo to restaurants for the festival. Ye created the vegan recipe. She invited Jackie Tran, a Tucson food writer and owner of Trans Fats Food Truck, to work on the real meat recipe. Tran's family is Chinese and Vietnamese. He added spices to the meat, including Sichuan pepper, coriander seed, and Chinese five-spice powder.
For the statue, Ye is partnering with Carlos Valenzuela, a Tucson-born artist of Mexican and Native American ancestry. Valenzuela's grandfather had had a credit account with a local Chinese grocery store. If the idea of a chorizo statue brings a laugh, that is the way Ye wants it. I think it's eye-catching for tourists to come and recognize that this town is a town that was heavily influenced by Chinese culture, which I don't think a lot of people know, said Ye, who still needs more money to pay for the project. What does Liu, the son of a Chinese grocer, think about the chorizo statue? That's great, Liu said. I was surprised because I think when you grow up and you've done something all your life here, you don't think it's a big thing. But someone outside thinks, this is different. This is neat. I'm Katie Weaver.
And I'm Andrew Smith.